this to say, the title of my meditation tonight is short and sweet, Dealing with Impatience. For 12 years, I wanted to have an American Express credit card. It never worked out. At one point, I got frustrated. Oh, go fishing in a lake full of piranhas. Who needs an American Express card? But you know what? It wasn't God's time. When God's time came, it came with perks. Are you with me here?
Yes.
There may be things in your life that you are looking for, trying to achieve, trying to get it from God, and seems like the more you pray, the worse it gets. Seems like the more you pray, the more God is making you to wait. And of course, on the course of this whole thing, we have the tendency to become impatient. Now, how do you deal with that impatience that comes when you are trying to achieve certain things but they never seem to happen? Here are some hints from God's Word. In the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse 13 and 14, we read the following words. Read it with me. Yet, I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. So what do I do when impatience kicks in and I am not getting the results that I want to get right away? Why can't I get my prayer answered right away and then go unhappy? Because perhaps if you do get your answer right away, you may not be as happy as you thought you would. So David is saying, I am confident that I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. So the first thing that you do to deal with impatience is keep your confidence in God, because God is going to show you His goodness while you are in the land of the living. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up on your dreams. You may be thinking about something else, something. God wants to give you something far better, bigger, and good than what you're realizing. So don't give up on your dreams. Don't get impatient. Be confident. You will see the Lord's goodness when you are confident. Meanwhile, wait patiently for the Lord. And I know that while you wait, it's really tough. While you're waiting, the tendency is to give up. You say, no, don't give up. Be brave and courageous. And yet, wait patiently on the Lord. So how do I fight impatience? Keep your confidence. Number one, be brave. And when time comes that you want to give up, be courageous. Don't give up. Stick with the Word. Listen to what the Message Bible says. It's a little crazy, but still beautiful. Watch this. I am sure now I will see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'll say it again. Stay with God. When the desire to quit comes, no. Don't quit. Don't give up your dreams. Did you hear what I said? Don't quit. Don't give up your dream. Stick with God. Stay with God. Did you know that God will never fail you? Sometimes if the answer doesn't come right away, it doesn't necessarily mean no. It just means wait until you're ready for it. Some people start the year in 2010 and they bought a cheap American car. What is your problem? And then within 2 years, they want to jump from a Ford into a Mercedes. And they start praying, God, give me a Mercedes, give me a Mercedes, give me a Mercedes, give me a Mercedes. Yet, they have not stopped yet, and God's not answering that prayer. Why wouldn't he do that? I mean, I've been praying so much, you say, for me to wait and don't give up. Yes, I'm telling you, wait and don't give up. Would it be peradventure that God has not blessed you yet with a Mercedes because he's not taking care of you for it? And God knows that to fix a Mercedes 10 times more than to fix a Ford. And what a shame if God gives you a Mercedes and within 6 months you're stuck broken down the highway because you couldn't afford maintenance. Are you with me here? So sometimes when we pray and we don't get an answer right away, it doesn't mean that it's really no forever. It may just be that God wants you to wait. Get yourself prepared. Jesus said, whosoever is faithful in the little will be faithful in the plenty. When Jesus called the three servants, he gave 5, 2, and 1 talent to each one of them. Notice they start with 5, 2, and 1. Two of them were smart guys and they went out and took care of business. When the master came, the one who had 2 went to 4. One may ask, why didn't God give him 4 in the first place? Because back then he couldn't handle 4. God gave him 2. You handle good the 2, then you can handle 4 now. The guy who had 5 got 10. Why didn't God give him 10 in the first place? Because back then he couldn't handle 10. He couldn't handle 5. God gave him 5. Now that you handle it well, then God's going to give you 10. You want to move into a new house, right? Right. Are you taking care of your rental right now? Are you with me here?
Amen.
What do you mean, yeah? You want to move in a new house? Yes. Are you paying your rent on time? What does it got to do with having a new home? Well, if you don't know, your renter reports to the credit bureau every single month. When the bank sees that you pay your rent on time, say, this kid is good. Let's give them the money to buy the house. As he's been paying the renter, the landlord, they will pay us too. But some people are not even paid in rent right. And they want to move into a big house. The bank will look, you got to be kidding me. You're dreaming. You're not even paying your rent. Are you with me here? So sometimes we are praying, asking God some stuff, and it doesn't come. Be patient. Stick with God. Huh? Because we know one thing for sure. Jesus said, if you are faithful on the little, I'll put you on the plenty. Sometimes it doesn't come right away because God wants you to take heart. God wants to see how much you can endure. Are you with me so far? I'm sure now I'll see God's goodness in the exuberant earth. Stay with God. Don't lose focus. Things get tough, take heart. Huh? Things getting tough, take heart. But above all, don't quit. Stay with God. I want you to look to somebody and say, don't you dare to quit. You better stay with God. Second scripture is found on the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. I want you to read it with me. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles. Because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping us alert for whatever God will do next. We are praying, things doesn't come, we get impatient, right? And we get mad, and sometimes we want to quit. No! when the tennis to quit come, you start shouting out praises to God. What do you mean? I've been bombarded left and right with problems, and you telling me, are you crazy to be praising God? Yes! I tell you one thing for sure, if you start cursing, it ain't gonna make better anyway. So may as well praise.
Amen.
Praise and go along with this, because when trouble is hemming in of all sides, and you think, man, can I have a break here? God said, boy, start praising. Huh? Start shouting praise. Because this whole trouble thing will cause us to develop a passionate patience. I like this. This is why I use this version here, because I like this passionate patience. And I was thinking, what is a passionate patience? It's a patience that will endure. It's a patience that will not be shaken by any trouble coming our way. Are you with me here? And once that passionate patience is developed, it will forge a tempered steel of virtue, which will help to keep us alert to what God will do next. Sometimes your prayer is not answered right away because God wants to do something next. But, you know, on that ambition to get what we want, we may be distracted and not see what it's about to do right after that. Don't give up, please. Don't quit. Don't relinquish your dreams. Have that passionate patience. Stick with God. In the NLT, it says a little different, but still worth reading. Same scripture. Watch this. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials. Woohoo! Don't we most of the time go to prayer and we are anxious for God to answer our prayer so we can get out of this mess? Yes. And life goes on normally? Yes. Can I hear an amen here?
Yes.
Well, he says, well, just be happy with the problem. Are you nuts? Who's going to be happy with problems? All of us should. He says, we can rejoice too. When we run into problems and trials, for we know that problems and trials help us develop endurance. We should be patient. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. So if you're going through a tough time right now, you've been praying for something for so long, and it's not happening, and you're getting impatient, hold on. Shout praises to God. Rejoice. God is trying to develop in us endurance or patience. Because having patience, it will strengthen our character. It took us 5 long years to be here. And I can tell you, it was well worth every minute that we waited.
Amen.
You know, time and over again, sight right robbed us $60,000, which I'm going to get some of this money back. Wait until I get my occupancy. Call our lawyer, and I'll tell them I need at least $30,000 back. Well, I'm taking all of you to court. That's all. Get your insurance to pay us $30,000. Let's see how it goes. But we were robbed $59,000. And they didn't do nothing until John Trishler and John Rubino jump into this thing. This is when the ball starts rolling. And you have no idea how many countless nights of prayers and frustration, waiting for things to happen, being threatened by the neighbor next door. Then we move into that trailer. Now the trailer people want their trailer back. You know, you think, will this thing ever finish? Will this ever be over? But you know what? God was teaching us endurance. Amen. And it has strengthened our spiritual character. Yes. God knows what He does.
Yes, He does.
So in the midst of all the difficulties that you may be going through right now, shout out some praises, huh? Shout out some praises. And let patience work its way. Let patience help to develop a strong character and confidence on the God of our salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Number three. When we go to Hebrews 10, verse 35 and 36, we find a very interesting. Let's read it together. So, do not throw away this confidence. Trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patience, endurance is what you need now so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that He has promised to you. Tell somebody, I'm on my way to get my blessing. You know, don't give up. Don't lose trust. Don't lose confidence. Keep trusting God. You know, I always comfort myself with the verse that says, He that has begun the good work in you, right, shall carry it to the end. It may not come on the time that I want. It may not come in the form that I want. But I'll tell you this. I'm going to continue to be confident and trusting in God. Huh? There's great rewards coming up down the street. So we're going to endure patiently. Huh? So that God will continue to do His will in our lives. Huh? And prepare us to receive all that He has promised to each one of us. Can I hear an amen here?
Amen.
Then when you go to Psalm 37, 34, here we go again. I love this. Read it with me. Wait passionately for God. Don't leave the path. He'll give you your place in the sun while you watch the wicked lose it. There is going to be a time, you know, that things are not happening as fast as we wish. He says, wait passionately. And again, waiting passionately is not giving up when we feel like. Not giving up when things seems like it's out of order. Not giving up when it seems like the heaven is made of bronze. No. Wait patiently. Passionately. Wait upon the Lord. And He said, He will give you your place in the sun while you watch the wicked lose it. We're not going to lose it. God is going to give us our place under the sun. Just wait. Give me the New Living Translation here, Brother Cecil. Put your hope in the Lord. Travel steadily along His path. And then He will honor you, giving you the land. You will see the wicked destroyed. Be patient. Keep on traveling. Don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your hopes. Don't give up on your expectations. Don't you dare to quit. God is in charge. Then we go yet to Psalm 37, verse 7. And there's something interesting here. Read it with me. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Just wait. Let God do His stuff on His time. Are we together here?
Yes.
You know, many times we miss big time Because we don't know how to wait. Impatience can cost you your blessings. So sometimes just wait. Relax. Let God do His stuff. Wait patiently for God to act. Don't put the chariot in front of the horse. Take your time. God is sovereign. God is in control. You see the wicked prospering, why can't I prosper? Relax. God is working on the background. You know, folks, I've been doing this since 1977. In 2017, it will be 40 years that I preach. 40, I preach. I have never seen a righteous man that wait upon God be left hanging. God will always come through. It may not be on the way that you may be expecting, but God will come through. We've been looking for a house on the county for some 3 years. Poor Sister Nancy, God bless her heart. We saw maybe 1,000 homes. But you know what? We had to put on the brakes and let God do His stuff. Let God do His stuff. We saw the house that we live here right now, 2 blocks away from church. Yesterday, we went home. You know, we always come here and then we like to spend time. And yesterday, we were enjoying just being here. It was so good, the two of us. So when we left home, Marcia said, I still bless God and I'm still amazed. After we saw all the houses that we saw, God gave us a house 2 blocks away from the church. Wait on God. Let Him do His stuff. He's working on the background. And you know, I love it so much. We always want a house with land. And we like a little bit of privacy. I don't like my neighbor be looking through his restroom, watching me change my clothes in my room. So the neighbor needs to be some 20, 30 feet away from my house. You know? And if you go to my house, you will. I'm going to have a barbecue. So we're going to be all outside eating whenever the summer comes. But you look all the way to the back. Yes. Some 200, 300 feet of land going backwards. The only thing is in the back there is the groundhog home, the deer's hanging out, and the fox. Then there's a nice piece of land, and then we come here towards Winans Road. That's going backwards. Then when you look to my right in front, if I stand in front of the house, my neighbor's home is like 40, 50 feet over that side. And you look to my left, I got another 100 feet, close to 100 feet, no land. And then the next lot is vacant. And then there's another 50 feet for the next neighbor home. So we have all the privacy that we want. Amen. But you know what? If we had jumped on the houses that we saw before, not only would it have been more expensive, not only would it put us in a financial strain, you know, and only God knows what would have come through. We saw 3.5 acres of land right back here. Chapel's Lane, on the back here. 3.5 acres, $165,000. What? So we get excited. But then you have to get a rehab loan. My goodness, I have to put all that together. I'm thinking about $1,800 payment. God bless us with our little crib here. It's on me and my lady. We've got 3 rooms. We build a suite on it. And I'm paying $900 a month. Huh? That's $300 cheaper than our rent. Wait patiently on the Lord. Let God do His stuff. Huh? Let God do His stuff. Don't worry about people prospering. God got your back. Wait patiently on the Lord. Don't you dare to give up. Huh? God is working on the background. My last scripture for the night. You know, sometimes we come under pressure. And there's a reason when you come under pressure. And most of the times when we come under pressure, we don't want to wait for an answer from God. God, please take this problem away right away. Just like that sister, every time I was calling people to pray, she would come to the line. So one day, sister, what is your problem? Nothing. I just want God to bless so I don't have any problem. So get out of the lane. Get out of the lane. What? Get out of the lane. So she went back to sit down. You know that under pressure, what happened? Now, third graders, let's read it together, shall we? You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and show its true colors. It's easy to say, oh, I believe in God. I can wait upon God when everything is going good. But when the pressure comes, then we see the true colors of our faith. So when we are under pressure, the desire is to get out right away from under pressure. Nobody likes to be under pressure, is that right? Listen to verse 4. When you're under pressure, let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So sometimes the waiting time is what will take for you to be complete, lacking nothing. You didn't get this. Sometimes the waiting time, the patient thing, is what takes to bring us to that point that God can bless us with enough so that we are complete, lacking nothing. Are you with me here? So what you're saying, preacher? Don't you dare to quit. Don't you dare to give up on your dreams. Don't you dare to quit and give up on your ambitions. Let God work on the background. Be patient. Let patience work its way on you so that you can be perfect and complete. Once you come to that point, God will bless you that you will not lack anything. Or that you will not lack. You will lack nothing. Are you with me here? Is that a conclusion to this thing, preacher? Yes, it is. And I'm wrapping up right now. Don't you dare to give up right now on your life, on your dreams, on the things that you are pursuing. Your God is greater, your God is bigger than any problem or difficulty that you may be going through right now. So what do? Stick with God. Keep your confidence. Let patience work its way out. God is working the background. And by the time that God is done, you're going to be up to the speed where God can bless you to the point that you'll be lacking nothing. Amen? Don't you dare to quit. Say amen.
Amen.
Brother Cecil, put this thing here on the backslider translation, just out of curiosity. I love this. Verse 3 says that you are under pressure. Is that correct? Y'all remember that?
Yes.
James 1:3 says that you when you are under pressure, relax. Verse 4 says, so don't try to get out of anything prematurely. In other words, be patient. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Can we read it together? Once again. So, don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in anything. Tell somebody, stick with your situation. God is working in the background. Be ready to be blessed afterwards. In Jesus' name. If you receive, say amen. Woo!